Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, fun fact about the Iron Age, some people worked in salt mines, and the indications are that it wasn't totally unpleasant. Their diet included blue cheese and beer. Scientists have discovered this by analysing 3,000-year-old human poo. Frank Maxner from the URAC Research Institute in Italy joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon.
Could you start by telling us something about the mine that you investigated?
Yeah, this mine is a very particular place, I would say, in Europe, a unique place which has a mining activity dating back 3,000 years nearly. And it's still nowadays used to extract salt from these mountains. And this mine is located in Hallstatt. It's close to Salzburg, in the middle of nowhere, I would say, at an altitude of 1,500 meters. And it's a very specific place which preserved a lot of archaeological unique artifacts.
And would you know how many people worked in this mine 3,000 years ago?
Yeah, surprisingly a lot, let's say. So because there was outside the community living in these altitudes, there are graves also which were excavated, and up to 10,000 skeletons have been found. So this is something which is very surprising if you consider this is a site where... Yeah, the snow is until May, and then in September it snows again. So it's a very harsh environment, actually. But they were all united and wanted to excavate the salt.
So this would be kind of an example of industry in the Iron Age.
Absolutely true. So this is really already mining in an industrial scale.
So you and but most of your analysis, or a lot of it, has been concentrated on what they ate by studying their feces. How is it a piece of poo can survive for 3,000 years?
Yeah, this salt results in a rapid desiccation of each organic material, and this helped us a lot. So and as soon every water gets out from this organic material, it is extremely well preserved. And then another effect is also helping us that the constant temperatures in this mine workings. So this is throughout the year 8 degrees, and both factors help to let biomolecules survive in a very good manner.
So what did you find in the feces?
So we focused first on the diet by analyzing microscopically the plant remains. So we saw a very fiber-rich diet, plant-based diet. But in parallel, also we looked at these biomolecules, which are still present, so DNA and also proteins. And here we found some surprises. So one of the individuals had indications, molecular indications, that he ate blue cheese and drank beer. And in parallel, we also analyzed the gut microbiome compositions.
And could you tell from that what this blue cheese and beer were like?
Yeah, interestingly, yes. So it's not only that we find these evidences, but by analyzing this genome data, which we retrieved from these fungi in more detail, we could assign them also. So we saw in this blue cheese type, for example, that it's not like this well-known Roquefort cheese, which is from France, but it belongs to a different branch, which, for example, also Gorgonzola belongs to. So it's also a blue cheese, but a different type. And the same holds true for the beer. So also here, the genomic data allows us already to pinpoint a little bit the type of beer.
Was it known before this that people made beer 3,000 years ago?
There were for sure archaeological also indications. So there were vessels have been found which indicated beer production. Also already malted grains were found in archaeological sites. This is something not... new, but I think especially for the cheese now, we have some other evidences beyond the preservation of food that we see here also that people cared about the flavor. So as soon as you put this fungi into the cheese, it becomes a blue cheese and it changes the flavor. And this is very surprising that there was such a sophisticated also food processing behind.
Is it possible to tell how strong or not the beer was? I imagine if it was very strong beer, it might be difficult to work at the mine all day long.
Yeah, we assume that it was not so strong, not as strong as nowadays beers. So so I think the alcohol concentration was less than nowadays, but it was very rich in nutrients, I would say, and it was similar to a pale ale nowadays. So it was a beer which also provided energy for this work.
Would it have been the case that they would have drunk beer in preference to water because the water mightn't have been safe?
That's true. That's true. This could be the case. You're right.
The mining that went on there and the salt they extracted from that mine, would they have used it all themselves or would it have been used in trade?
The salt they excavated, they traded. So we have evidences also in these graves that they had really long trade networks. So to the North Sea, where we found amber, also to the south, even to North Africa, where we have ivories also in these grave goods. We see also vessels where they stored wine, for example, from the south. So they had an industry where they used this salt at this site, of course, but they also used it for really trading.
Yeah. Frank Meixner is a microbiologist at the URAC Research Institute in Bolzano, Italy. Frank, thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.